are on Daf Chesamet Beis. Let us again start on Daf Chesamet Aleph, the bottom line. Omar Rofe, Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Lo, Iskatshali B'mone, V'niach Lo, Mashkin Oleho, Eino Mekodeshe. Mone Ein Kan, Mashkin Ein Kan. We mentioned yesterday, the Ritva brings down, there are two mahalchim, how to understand Pshat in this Gemara. The first mahalach is the Shitas HaRamban. And the Shitas HaRamban is that even though a kinyan was made to be Nischayev B'mone, or there was made a meshiche in the mashkin to create a shibud mone. So in Hilchis Chayshim Mishpat, there is a hischayvus already. And in the first case that we had mentioned, that if there was a kinyan to create a hischayvus of a mone, so one can activate a mashkin on this hischayvus. So I'm giving you a mashkin for this ischayvus. Afal pikein, the isha does not become mukudeshes with this type of money. Even though she derived money, but from the Ritva it would seem, since this money is ogid gabei, the ischayvus that the chosn is being mischayev himself to the kala, or the shibud and the mashkin, so even though she's deriving a halvoche, but b'asher husham he didn't lose anything yet, so moment is that there is no chesorin mitzad the kaine, cannot make Kinyon. Kinyon Kesef works only if it was Nisrabe Eitzel HaMakne Mechaschayne Shalkayne. And the Ravid learns Pshat not like this. The Ravid learns that we are not speaking about Hilchis Kinyonim, that this is not a money that can make Kinyonim, or a Mashkin can make Kinyonim. We're speaking about that the ischayvus of the money was never chal, he's gotchali b'money, and he never gave her a money. He said he's gotchali b'money, but at Basher Husham there was no chiyuv tashlumim an a money. So Kozman, there's no chiyuv tashlumim an a money, so he didn't give her anything. Now he gave her a mashkin on a non-existent chiyuv, so it doesn't become a mashkin either. So the Lashon HaGemara is beautiful according to the Ravid. So mona ein kan, that means there never was chal to his amire a ischayvus of a mona. There was never chal Hashem mashkin on the mashkin that he's giving. This should be a mashkin for the mother, since there's no chi of mother, there's no mashkin. But according to the Ravid Lachaira, one of the two would zicher be good. If he'd make a kinyan, he'd mischayev himself to give a mother, so then it would help. Then she'd be mekudesh with this ischayevus, and then give a mashkin on that ischayevus. Or give a mashkin lechatchila that she should be kind of shibud in this mashkin. So also she's getting something. So then she'll be married and there wouldn't be a problem. That is Shita Saraika. Now, just let's speak. Let's cheshbin by heart and then we'll see what Taisvis is. Now, besides the Etzem Machloikis between the Ramban and the Ravid, there's a Nafkemine, what will be by Matonim? let's say, let's not talk about Hilchos Kinyonim. So, according to the Ramban, our Gemara is only speaking about, we're speaking about there is a Chuyis Chayvis. The Mashkin becomes a Mashkin, but in Hilchos Kinyonim it doesn't help. But in the same case, if he'd want to give a matone, he tells her, I'm going to give you a money for a matone and make a kinyon in the mashkin. The mashkin should become a shubit to you for this chiyu matone. So then, even though the Gemara says mona ain't kan mashkin ain't kan, that's in Hilchos Kinyonim, you need the chaser of the kaine, but a matone, zichu shall be kaine the mashkin to receive a matone from him. According to the Ravid, whatever Agamar is not telling us Hilchos Kinyonim. Agamar is telling us the way we are speaking about it never was how a chus mashkin. It never got a teirus mashkin. Mashkin einkan means that it never became a mashkin because the proper oifen to make a mashkin is you have to vachayv kedumo, you have to make a meshicha to be zeicha shibud in the mashkin. And none of these were done in this case. So memele, so this by maton, it also won't work. Mona einkan mashkin einkan, let us see Teisvitz. I would like to learn pshat and Teisvitz the way the Chazanish learns pshat and Teisvitz. And he starts off by saying Teisvitz is very unclear. But, let us say how the Chazon Ish learns Pshat and Taisis. Peirish ve'ena mikodeshes. The Ish lefi, so he says that the Taisis learns like the Ravid. Lefi she isha niknis bekesef. She has to get kesef. Va'kesef ena ben. That means there's no kesef ben. Love that. There's no ischaibis. There's nothing. Hayich yikne, so how could it be kinda? She'ein ha-mashkin tachas ha-kesef, kimin shlo yishoyer b'yad ha-isha. That means, if the mashkin would be, I'm gonna give you a money, and here's this mashkin, and this is the money, this is what I'm giving you, so it's fine. So he just gave her a money. But he's giving this b'teiris mashkin on the non-existent chayiv. She'ena mashkin tachas ha-kesef. It means the mashkin is not, this is the kesef which I was mischayiv myself. Kivin, because he's only giving a b'teiris mashkin. Kivin shlo yishor b'yad yishor. So he has full intentions that when I'll give you money, you give me back the mashkin. So she didn't acquire anything yet. She didn't get a schus in the mashkin. Vadai iomalo hiskachi libe mashkinze. If he had told her, be mekudish to me with this mashkin, v'mashkin yir shelach. Pshita the Mekudeshes. That means, so the Chazon Ish learns over here, Pshat, that if he would, Yiskachali b'mashkin zeh, v'mashkin yir shaloch, that means, you're not shaloch legamri, that you should be kaina a shibut through the Meshichas ha-mashkin, Pshita the Kemedeshes, then it'll take a be good. L'chemoy kain, but on Kaponim, the way our Gemara is speaking about, so nothing was chal. There was no ischai v'schal on the money, and there was no shame mashkin chal on the mashkin because you can't have a mashkin called man. There's no chiyuv tashlumim. The chamoy came. Him adam oimel lachaveire etin lacha mone b'matone. He said, "I'll give you a mone b'matone, which is worthless. Didn't make a kinyan." V'niach loy mashkin aleo, loy kona hamone b'meshichas hamashkin. Ein lechalik bei matana lekedushin. I'm giving you this should be a mashkin on the money, so if there's no chiyuv money, so this cannot be a mashkin for the money. So there's nothing. Ve'ein lechalek bein matone lekedushin, and l'cheire here Taisvis is l'cheire clearly saying, not like the Ramban, that we're not speaking over here that there's a problem in Hilchis Kinyan. The problem is that there, you cannot create a mashkin because man, you don't have his chayimus. The Rabbeinu Chayim Koyin b'shem Rabbeinu Tam oimer. Shim oma odom lechaveroi etin lechomone b'matone ve'eilech mashken olot. If a person will say, that means Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen is agreeing with that which was said till now, that you cannot create a mashken kozman there's no chiv. And that he agrees. But, shim oma odom lechaveroi etin lechomone b'matone. I'm going to give you a money b'matana, which b'asher u'sham doesn't mean anything, because that doesn't create a yischaibis. V'heilech mashkin olav, which also doesn't mean anything, because he can't make a mashkin. But he added a few more words. V'al tafsali ha-mashkin ad she'etin l'cho ha-money. But I'm telling you, you can hold this mashkin till I give you the money. So what is he doing? So the Chazani says, I'm lending you the right to hold this chayfetz. And it gets a teira. Maybe it does the function of a mashkin. Not it gets a teira's mashkin, but a mashkin is a way of forcing the loive or the mechayiv to pay up. So if I tell you I'm going to give you a money for a matone, and then I say and I'm giving you this should be a mashkin for the money, it doesn't get a tailor's mashkin, but I'll say, but you're permitted to hold this till I give you the money. He gives him his cell phone for a mashkin. Now he's without a cell phone, he has problems. He doesn't. He can't exist properly. So this is a way of forcing me to give you the matone. Now, if he spoke this out, he was moist of this, so the mekabel matone has a right to be ma'akev this mashkin. That's what we spoke out. Doesn't it tell us? I said you're allowed to hold it. You're allowed to be ma'akev, but I'm mashal, it should be in your rishus till I pay you up. So this is a way of forcing me to give you the money. If you want, if you speak this out, that's possible. You don't have any kinyonim in it, but you have a right to hold it. And this right can be profitable because since you're holding something that's important by me, I'll give you the money. It won't make a dushin because this is only a way to twist the arm of the mechayev. But it'll work. For a matana, it'll do wonders. That's what Rav Chaim Kohen says. It doesn't help in our sugya. Rav Chaim Kohen b'shem b'vein etam oimer, sheim oma odom l'chaberi etin l'chomone b'matana. V'heilech mashken olof. Take this mashken. V'al tavzeli ha-mashken ad she'etin l'cho ha-mone. And you're permitted to hold on to it till I give you the money. Does vada yoche la'akev ha-mashkin. He can hold it. He doesn't have any kinyonim in it. But it was lent to him to hold, to be ma'akev. Actually, yitin lo ha-money. That is shayich. But it's nothing to do with our sugye because even if he'll give her such a mashkin, she wasn't tying anything. This just gives him an incentive to give her the money earlier. V'teima, v'ktaisvis, mohad oma bar seicher asumnim, gabi haseicher esa pe'alim lahalois pishton, v'chol dobu shu'ovet. Pe'alim were hired to be male pishton from the mishre, that means they were soaking, there's a certain amount of time they have to remain there, and then they have to be taken out, or else they'll get ruined. And he hired workers to take it out. The chosel ben, and then when the time came to take it out, they had chavotim. Now he's in a dilemma. So it says, Seicha aleihem oimato. So he can hire other people, and he'll pay the other people from the schiras they were supposed to get. Oimaton, or he'll call them, he says, I hired you, they don't want, I'll give you double the amount or triple amount. No, they hear that, that's, the Kamrinam at Kama Seichalei. Now the Gemara says, for how much could he hire other workers to be Mala the Pishtan? Amarab Nachman at Kadei Secho. That how much he had said he'd give them, so we'll hire other workers and we'll pay the other workers Kadei Secho. Now, what the Geyas is later. Eisvei Rovel Rab Nachman ad Arboim v'chamishim zuz, that he can be Seich Aleihem a much larger amount of money. Ad Arboim v'chamishim zuz, he hires other workers and he gets the money from them. So the Gemara says, Hosom k'shebo chavila biyodai. There it's speaking about that they gave him a mashkin, and the mashkin is worth aboim b'chamishim zuz, and the mashkin was an insurance. That means when he hired them to begin with, he said, you know, this is very critical that the pishtun has to be taken out on this day. Don't worry, here's a mashkin, we're guaranteeing that we'll take it out. He gave them the mashkin. The mashkin is worth 50 zuz, and they don't come to take it out. So he has the mashkin. He takes the mashkin as a means of getting 50 zuz. Perish. Shebo kli umni shel poil liyad balabayis. It's speaking about chavila is a mashkin, that they gave him their kli umnis. That's a mashkin, that's their way of guaranteeing that he'll be batuach. If they don't come to take it out, he hears the mashkin to hire workers. V'hashte efektoisviz, ki boso chavila biyodei mehave, amona inkan, mashkin inkan. Again, Toisviz, we said, holds like the Raidit. That's what Chazanisha's pshat in Toisviz. That pshat is, if there's no chayiv, you can't give a mashkin. A mashkin is only if there's a previous chayiv. So this could be a mashkin on the chayiv. But if there's no chayiv, there can't be a mashkin. Or else we said there's a second oifen, that you make a meshich in the mat to create a chayiv. It can be moshif, I can make a meshich in the mashkin to make a chayiv. But if I don't have one of these two, this is a mashkin of what we told you you can do, so this mona ain't kan, masha ain't kan. What I told you is golnish, and then this is a mashkin of what I told you is golnish, mit golnish, so it's nothing. So now that Taisus is kasha, so Taisus asks, so what does the Bailim gain? That they gave him kliyum nase biyodai, but mon enka and mashkin enka. The yeshleima loy domi, the hasim gomu loy hefsit. They were geirim in a hefsit. So what's pshat? So lechayre, we could learn two ways, pshat and taisvus. One way we'll have problems. Second way, maybe we won't have problems. So the Tosfos saying the chiddush. They were goyim in my hefset. That means by not coming, they were goyim in my hefset. Now, we have a cloud glomer ben nezok in this potter. Garmi is chayiv. Now, what did we accomplish? Gomer, they were goyim in my hefset. Is this garmi or glomer? If this is garmi, garmi is chayiv, so that means he relied on them and they didn't come, and now he has a hefset, so you're maziki, that's called your mazik. So then they have to pay without a mashkin. Gomer hefset, he relied on them and they didn't come, and because of that he lost the pishton, so they can't be pshan. So we have to say it's not garmi, it's gomer. So if it's gomer, so the government is not in this potter. So they don't owe money. So it could be Pshat and Taisvis is, there's a Moiradike Gemar in Merube, Esnan Oscha Teira Afilu Bo Alimai. And the Gemar says a Moiradike Chiddish. Let's appreciate what the Gemar says. The Gemar says that the Taich of an Esnan Zayna is the payment for this nus is also the gavoya. That's just mechir kelev means the payment for a kelev is also the gavoya. So esnan zayna, the payment for this nus is also us. What is if a person is bo alimoy? She's the zayna. It's bo alimoy. And they made up a payment. Now halachically he doesn't owe her anything. Kim lebe derab menei. So, doesn't owe her. He's giving her a present. Fine, but that's a present for this nus. That's not esnan. Esnan means that, this is the tashlumim for this nus. That's also lagvaya. I don't owe you anything, so there's no tashlumim. So, Gemara Merube says not like that. Esnan, osro, zayn, osro, toira, afilobal. It's called an esnan. Why is it taka called an esnan? Because kimlei b'drabnei is potter b'dinei yodom. Yischai b'dinei shemayim. B'dinei shemayim takir men yischai misses bezden in kimlei b'drabnei. That's right. Bezden won't take out a putter from him. But b'dinei shemayim, I mean, there was an opach. They made a schiris. So b'dinei shemayim, every chiyuv tashlumim that is chal on him, Bishatoi achiyah misses bezden also. Dinin shemayim, the dinin tashlumin doesn't fall off. So if the dinin shemayim he does owe money, so this is called an esnan. So this is a payment, even though bezden can force him to pay the money, but he owes. That's called dinin shemayim. He owes the money. So this is a shame payment. That's pshat in the Gemara and the Rubin. So memeila. So it could be that is pshat and toisvus also. Gom uloi hefset. That means gomet, taka gomet. That's not gami. Gom uloi hefset. So they owe bedinei, so gomet bedinei zokim is part of bedinei other b'chai bedinei shemayim. That means bedinei shemayim, they have to pay him for the hefset that they caused him. So if bedinei shemayim, there's a chiyuv tashlumim, so then you can make a mashkin on that. The whole lomdis, the shitas harayvet is that mon einkan mashkin einkan means if there is no chiyuv whatsoever. I said I'm going to give you a money. Here's a mashkin on a non-existent chiyuv doesn't have a teres mashkin, so it's nothing, and it doesn't get a teres mashkin. A mashkin is only if there's an existing chiyuv, this can become a mashkin on that chiyuv. So Taisus is saying, Gomoloi hefset, there's a chiyuv. Not b'dinei yoda, it's a kroma. Or b'dinei shemayim, there is a chiyuv. So I can make a mashkin on that chiyuv. I can make a mashkin on that chiyuv. So memele, so, therefore, he gets a schus, it becomes a mashkin. So he's permitted, if they gave him kliyim nosam, it's worth 50 zuz, he could take this mashkin, he gave him 50 zuz. It became a mashkin. That is mahalach number one. Hatesis wants to forenfer. Va'oid she'ein achavile b'toyres mashke eleknuya loyliske pa'alim. So that's midach. Zanish says pshat and taisvis. Again, the lashon of taisvis is very vague. But he says here taisvis means to say that it's not a mashkin and what they told him and what they were machayiv themselves, but knuya loy, that means they said bikoina a shibud in this mashkin, the mashichas a mashkin, not it's a mashkin on a previous ischayvis, though it's knuya loy, I can be kinda a shibud with the mashichas a mashkin. And the chazanish said, according to the raivet, this will be good. If alechatchile, I make a shibud with the, I want to be kinda a shibud through the mashichas a mashkin. That's lechayre pshat and taisvis. Ukshiragilim, Lasa Shiduchim. Now Taisvah starts talking about Shiduchim. Now Shiduchim is very problematic. What's the problem with Shiduchim? But Shiduchim, they used to make kenosis that if any tzad will be chayza, they'll give X amount of money. And they gave mashkainis. But to ensure that this will be niskayim, this was a way to al kaponim that one should not readily go and break a shidduch. There was knosis involved. So Taisach shigir lasi shidduchim tzorich lezoyer b'dov v'yofer sheyem areini maktoloch kach v'kach beguf hachefetz. And then again, that's what it means, that I'm giving you, you should be zeich a shibud in this chayfetz. So you get, but you have to say that. V'momar imechzer bi etin loch kach v'kach v'heilucha mashkin, but if he won't be medayik b'lshoin, it means the first malach and taisus, I give you a mashkin, make a maisekinyin, this mashkin, that it should be nishtabit to you for X amount of money mechzabi. So that's a good thing. So you could be kinda a shibud to mashichas a mashkin. But if we'll start the other way, we'll start, I'll give you this and this. And this is a mashkin on what I told you I'm going to give you, so then we have a problem. It doesn't work. Mona ain't kan, mashkin ain't kan. There never was a ischayvus to begin with, because it's just words that saying if which doesn't mean anything, and so I'm making a mashkin on a non-existent chayv, so it's not a mashkin either. The mom imerza bi'etin loch kach ve'kach ve'eloch a mashkin mon enka the mashkin enka v'shemo b'shiduchim lemrinin mon enka mashkin enka. Given shekshe'echad mehem choyza boy, asheni misbayish bedova. That there's bush involved over here. So what's pshat? So there's bush. So how do we rectify that now it's good already, now everything works? There's one mahalach, the Shach wants to say pshat and taisvus, that is a chiyuv tashlumei boishes. There's a chiyuv, perhaps this chiyuv is a chiyuv bidei shamayim. Maybe it's not the real boishes. You have to know. I mean, the ktsais time is the chiyuv boishes. At the Torah's mechayiv, you have to do a maisa begufoi. Rok lefonov could be very degrading, but you call him names, it's zachiyu boishes on that. The Shach says this is a chiyu boishes, and it's a mashkin for that chiyuv. So, if we'll say that there's a chiyu boishes, a chiyu tashlumi, we have to know good perik achoivul, how it works out. But this is a chiyuv boishes, so this is a mashkin on, that means when one is chayza from a shidduch, it's embarrassing. So you insulted someone, you by being chayzer, it's so if there's a chiyuv tashlumei boishes, so then the concept of mashkin applies. So it's a mashkin, I'm giving a mashkin on the chiyuv. There's another problem, the chiyuv is non-existent yet. The chiyuv will first come later. I mean, when does it become a mashkin? When will it become a mashkin? If I'll be chayz, it should then become a mashkin. This is problematic, but I'll kaponim, but if that works, Aces will say that if I'll be chayz, so then it should then become a mashkin. That's in the same sense called a davishla beloyla. But I'll kaponim, that's, could be that pshat and taisvis. Al kaponim, Aces, the shachtaka says that there's a chiyiv boishes, so my mail of the chiyiv boishes, Tashlumei Baishu, some emaila one can create a mashkin on that chiv. Let us go further. Eisvei Rova L'Rav Nachman. Let us learn the Gemara like the Raivit. It's a more easier pshat. And the Raivit said that there's no mashkin if there's no chayv. Mona inkan, mashkin inkan. Eisvei Rova L'Rav Nachman. Kitcha b'mashkin mukadeshes. It says, we learned kitcha b'mashkin mukadeshes. So this whole thing you said is wrong. So Rava understood that speaking about that mamash, I said, I'm going to give you a mon and here's a mashkin mukadeshes. So the whole shtik teira falls off. So the Gemara says, nah, you're learning wrong pshat this baraisa. That's not the case of the baraisa. And he said, I'll give her a mon, and he gave her a mashkin on that mon. Hosan b'mashkin d'acherim. They're speaking about a different story in Gansen. Speaking about that this chosan lent someone money. And that person, the loiva, gave him a mashkin. And this mashkin d'acherim, he hears from that choiv, he's giving to his kala. Oh, this is a different story. Look at the Rabbi Yitzchak. And this works like Rabbi Yitzchak. The Omer Rabbi Yitzchak minayim lebal choyv shekoyne mashkin. Rabbi Yitzchak had said minayim lebal choyv shekoyne mashkin. Shenema olucho tiye tzedokim. It says that you'll return the mashkin to the loive at night. V'shochav v'salmosoy. And lochoti it's doke, you'll get tzedoke. If I can't, you're returning the mashkin, you're returning his pajamas, his blanket, his pillow that you took for a mashkin. So this you had by day in your house. When it comes at night, you give him back to the mashkin. Lochoti it's tzedoke. And the malvo has tzedoke that he gave someone a pillow to sleep on. Now, if the mashkin doesn't belong to him, it belongs completely to the loive. So what kind of tzedokah is over here? But tzedokah is giving me back his own pajamas, his own, what kind of a tzedokah can this be? But from here we see the Baal Chayv is kaina mashkin. Let's finish the next Gemara. Then we'll try to understand a little of Tutzach Dom. B'nei Rav Huna Bar Ovin, Zovin Ahu Amse Beprit. The children of Huna Bar Ovin wanted to purchase a Shifra Knanis with Prutu Shal Nechoshes. They have it by Vayu. So they went, looked in their wallet. Ah! They forgot their wallet home. They didn't have any Prutus to be kind of with. I see the Naschole. So they had a piece of silver. So they said, we're not giving this to you as a payment. There should be a mashkin. There should be a mashkin on the putus we owe. L'sayif yaker amse, and then this shivcha became expensive. So this is a merdik investment. They bought it when the market was low, and now she's worth a lot of money. And also, and then all of a sudden, the moicha, the his second thoughts, he doesn't want to sell the shivcha, the market went up, he should sell it for priti. And they say, what do you mean? We bought it, we gave you a mashkinan. Also, lakame da rabami, omalo, priti enkan, nascha enkan, aboy se ganus for you. You never acquired the shivcha. I mean, you never gave any money. You said you're going to give money. Well, that's very nice. And then this nascha was a mashkin on a non-existent chayv, which also was, there's no teres mashkin. She never gave him anything, so never became yours. So now he wants to keep the shivcha for himself, b'chol hakovet. B'mashkin d'acherim. Now, let's see Rashi. Shohoya v'yodoy, the malve had a mashkin, v'kitcha b'choyv sheyesh loy olov. He was mekadesha with the choyv. Hilkach mekodeshes, shamashkin atzmoy koni lo. Now, later, when we look at this Rashi is very, very difficult. Rashi starts off by saying, b'mashkin da'acherim, shahoye b'yod. He had a mashkin. Now, we would say, we would learn the Gemara, we just have a whole shtick Torah, we have to understand it yet, but on Rabbi Yitzchak says, b'alchoyv kaina mashkin, so he has a kinyan in the mashkin, it's his mashkin, it's tzedokye, he gives back the mashkin, so it's his mashkin, fine. It's his mashkin, and he gave her the mashkin, now it's her mashkin, so he gave her something. So Rashi says, v'kitcha b'choyv sheyesh loy olo. Mekadesha with the choyv, not with the mashkin. Bechoyv sheyesh layol. Fine. So we'll buy this also. Hilkech mekadeshes shamashkin atzmoi konilo. She's mekadesh because the mashkin is konilo. So it's very unclear. So the Shara Melech asks, brings down others by Metzachin on this Rashi. Rashi is very unclear. The Shah HaMelech says Pshat in Rashi as follows. First, let's say what Rashi is saying. Why Rashi said this is another parsha, but let's just understand what Rashi is saying. Rashi is saying Amoya de Kechidush. In Hilchis, Mechiras Choyves, we have Chazal where there's a way how to sell a Choyv. There's mechir shtaris, a whole Isaac. You take the shtar choyv, that's mean if Reuven borrowed money from Shimon, and then Shimon wants to sell this choyv to Levi, so he gives him over the shtar choyv. Shimon gives over the shtar choyv that he has, and he writes another shtar on that shtar choyv, knei lecho iu v'cho shibudei, and they gives over the first shtar, the choyv, the shtar choyv that Reuven wrote to him. And he writes now a new shtar to Levi, Knei Lachayiv, Achol Shibuda. That's the din of Oisius Niknes B'Mesire, B'Ksibe Mesire. He can sell a chayv. But in order to sell a chayv, we have to realize there are many problems involved in selling a chayv. One of the main problems is the chayv is not a tangible mominess to make a ma'aseh kinyan on it. So b'kitzah, it has to work with either you give over the shtar choyv that was written to the malve, and you write another shtar on top of it, or mine with shlosh to no subs, but there's chazal made certain kinyonim. Shulchan Aruch it says, and this is what Rashi is saying over here, that there's a new way how to transfer a choyv. What's this new way how to transfer a choyv? By giving over the mashkin. By giving over the mashkin of the choyv, the one who acquires the mashkin is kind of the choyv. That's number one. But that is only if Baal Choyv kind of mashkin. If Baal Choyv is not kind of mashkin, then it doesn't work like that. We won't go into the mechanics, how this works, but al-Kaponim, that's the Ivra and Rashi. That's what Rashi says. The mashkin ba'acherim shohoya b'yod, he had a mashkin, v'kitcha b'choiv sheyesh layolot, and by giving her the mashkin, he's being makner her the choiv sheyesh layolot, yirkech mekadesh shemashkin atzmai konilo, and therefore, with this mashkin, she can acquire the chayiv. That is what Rashi is saying. Bepriti al manas lekabel pute shel nechayshus. Nascha chatiche shel keser. Priti ein kan. Shisnu alel. The prutis that they said they're going to give are not here. There's no ischayiv. Silkach nascha. Shu mashkin ein kan liyis bimkoy meliknayish. Shimnos no hapruta yisaisa knuilam, the shifru the beknani, the beknani nikta bekesa. Zog taisvis. Mashkin da acherim uche da rabi yitzvok. Af al gav da rabi yitzvok airi be mashkin shaloi bishas al vosoi. Vatsinu lemeima. Even the Baal Chayiv Koine Mashkin Shaloi B'Shas Halvo Kinyin Gomu Ache Yifte B'Shas Halvo Mami Olim Shibudoi Lechashev Momen Lekadish Poi Ha'ishe V'Liknes Poi Avodim V'Kakoyis. Now, let us, this is a very difficult Tosfos for many reasons, but let us just try to say what Tosfos is telling us, what problem Tosfos had, and how Tosfos somehow is solving the problem. There's a mashkin b'shas halvo, and there's a mashkin shaloi b'shas halvo. Let us elaborate. A mashkin shaloi b'shas halvo means that there was an agreement that he's going to pay up to chayiv Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Rosh Chodesh Nissan, I don't see him knocking on the door to pay up to chayiv, so I come to him. Chodesh Nissan. She blew off on the right day. So Chodesh Nissan. Listen, he sees the malva is. I'll give you a mashkin. That's a mashkin shaloi b'shas halbo. Now a mashkin shaloi b'shas halbo is a powerful tool. The stipler brings down. Now it matters how much patience this malva is. But if the malva wants, can go to Bezdin, and they'll tell Bezdin, listen, this was a mashkin shaloi b'shas halvo. Bezdin say, fine. Bezdin will pass and you can take it for yourself. You need a psak. Bezdin on the about kaponim, he has already the mashkin b'yodoi. He can go to Bezdin and they'll give it to him. That's a mashkin shaloi b'shas halvo. My kakoyis sabayishpo, it's a more drawn out affair. That means, let's say, there would be a mashkin. Then he has property. So then there's a whole thing. There's a lot of red tape has to be cut before you'll be going for the karka. Bezin will find a price for the karka. There's a chuz and then there's an adra. There's a whole seder till I'm able to be going to the karka. Here already he gave me a mashkin. I have a mashkin in my hand. I can go to Bezin, and Bezin will paskin. I can take it and it's mine. He has a right. He can give me money. He can take it back from me. But I'll kapon him. It's mine. That's a mashkin shaloi b'shas halbo. This mashkin shaloi b'shas halvo. Now, there's a big machlokes Rashi in Tosfos. Now, let us learn the way Rashi learns, which is really not the right thing to do, because we're learning Tosfos, and the next Tosfos we'll see not like that. But let us learn let us learn according to Rashi. So even before he went to Bezdin, he has a kinyan in this mashkin. That's what Rabbi Yitzchak said. Rabbi Yitzchak is speaking about a mashkin shaloi b'shasa, but before Bezdin gave it to him, but he has now a kinyan. Balchoyv koine mashkin. Balchoyv koine mashkin. There's a kinyan in this mashkin. And so the mele, if this mashkin is koniloi, it's called tzedokah. So shaloi b'shas halvo, he can zichu be mekadesh anisha. He is a kinyan, and that's what that's the pashtus of the lashon of Agamore. That kitcha b'mashkin mashkin dachem uch the Rav Yitzchok. So the pashtus Gemara means Rav Yitzchok is talking about a mashkin shaloi b'shas halvo. It's even before he goes to Bez, then he has a kinyan in it. That's Rabbi Yitzchak, and he has a right to go to Bezdin. But this kinyan that he has before going to Bezdin, whatever this kinyan is sufficient to be kind of nishin. Now, what about a mashkin b'shas halva? We're not talking about such a case. Before I lend the yen of money, why don't you give me a mashkin? This mashkin, there's no kinyan whatsoever. The kinyan, Rabbi Yitzchak is speaking about, it's koniloi shaloi b'shas halvo. B'shas halvo, there's no Rabbi Yitzchak. So one could learn, and Taisus and Bava Metzia says, not like our Taisus, that Agama is speaking about a mashkin shaloi b'shas halvo. Someone brings Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak brings the mashkin shaloi b'shas halvo. So our Taisus wants to say chidushim. Our Taisus wants to say, you know, a mashkin b'shas halvo, you could also be mekadosh. That's number one. Even though Rabbi Yitzchak is speaking about a mashkin shaloi b'shas halvo, you could be mekadosh b'shas halvo, a mashkin b'shas halvo also. And after Taisus is saying this, that Taisus has to say, explain himself. How it is that way? I don't have Rabbi Yitzchak anymore. Just lost Rabbi Yitzchak. Bachal Pekin, you can be Mekadosh. Now, let's go a little further. Aval gav Rabbi Yitzchak Ayri b'mashkin shaloi b'shas halvo. Aval gav Rabbi Yitzchak Ayri b'mashkin shaloi b'shas halvo. Motzino lemeima, we could say, kiven de balchoiv koine mashkin shaloi b'shas halvo kinyan gomo ache yifte. But since shaloi b'shas halvo, say Rabbi Yitzchak said he's koine kinyan gomo, it's called tzedoke. B'shas halvo nami olim shibude. So therefore, B'shas halvo is not koine, because Rabbi Yitzchak speaking about shaloi b'shas halvo. Olam shibudei, but he has a strong shibud. Lechashev momen lekadesh boi ha'isha, and that's called money lekadesh boi ha'isha. Velitnes boi avodim v'kalkois. So now we have to understand. So what is Taisus telling us? So Taisus is telling us as follows. B'shas halvo, it does not belong to him. That's number one. Because the whole tzedokah minayim is shaloi b'shas halvo. That's called, I have a bailus in it. It's mine. I can be goyva. I can schlep it to Bezdin. Bezdin will give it to me. So now, even before I schlep to Bezdin, I have a certain type of bailus in this mashkin. But that's when the Zman Peroin came. Kol Zman, the Zman Peroin did not come, so I can't go to Bezdin to be goyver from it. He has another 2 months yet to pay up. So, it's not mine. The Tatel never gave me a bailus. So how can I be Mekadosh Anisha? So, but it's Olam Shibudei. But this is a strong Shibud. Now let's try to understand this. So it seems like this. There's a weak shibud and a strong shibud. And this is a strong shibbur. So you have to understand, when is it called weak? When is it called strong? And why is this called strong? I mean, what is the characteristic of this? There's a taisvis in Baba Basra. The Gemara in Baba Basra, we had mentioned before, speaks about mechiras chayvis, the salach chayv, mechiras shtaris, and the Gemara, it's a big asik, it seems, the salach chayv, with mechiras ashtar. Taisvis asks in Baba Basra, I have a poshet, I don't see any problem whatsoever in selling a chayv. What's the problem? Why not? So Taisha says, listen, the loyve has kakois. The kakois are meshubet to the malve. So the malve has a psakinyan shibut in the karke. And the karke is nikne bekesef shtar chazake. So he'll sell the shibut karke that he possesses. So what's the big deal in selling chayvis? He possesses a shibut in the karke, and then you can make a kinyan now on the karke with kesef shtar chazak. So Taisva says, I got news for you. That shibud cannot be sold because it is einoi bershus hamalve. It's called einoi bershusoi. There are certain ownerships that a person possesses that's called it shaloi, but it's einoi bershusoi. This is called einoi bershusoi. Yenem skarke, it's not a zman gvi. Anyway, Taisa says, let's not go into the aimekadvar. Taisa says, a karke hameshubedes cannot be sold, even though the malva possesses the shibud, but it's ain't a bushus hamal. Fine. So Taisa says over here, that's a karke hameshubedes. But if he gave me a mashkin, and I have in my hands a mashkin, that when the date approaches, when he's mechuyif to pay me up, if he doesn't pay me, automatically I'm going to get a kinyan in this mashkin, then bal chayv kayna mashkin, before I go to Bezdin. Bezdin will be, make a gniyah for me. But before I go to Bezdin, the minute it's this man piroi na chayv, I acquire a kinyan in this mashkin. In the mashkin I will acquire a kinyan in is now by me. I have it, it's in my house, it's by me. This is not called einei bushusoi. This is called already the shibud. That now I only have a shibud, I don't have a kinyan. Because man, this man peroin does not come, we do not have bal choyv koine mashkin. There's no kinyan here. The kinyan, Ab Yitzchak's machadish, comes when the Zman Peroin comes. We're before that. Before the Zman Peroin. But I have a shibud on the mashkin. And a mashkin that is birshusi, that is going to become niknet to me automatically when the Zman Peroin comes, that shibud which I have now is called olim shibudi. That's not called einei birshusi. So that's called a strong shibud, and a strong shibud is transferable. So you could go and give over to the isha the shibud I have on this mashkin, the shibud I have on this mashkin. So that Taisvis is saying on his own accord. I mean, Taisvis doesn't have any rayas to this yisod, and we mentioned before, Taisvis and Bab Metzi and the Rosh hold claw not like this. I mean, they're learning the Pashas HaGemore, the Mashkin Dachem Uchid Rabbi Yitzchak. Can only be Mekadosh when you acquired Rabbi Yitzchak's Kinyan in the Mashkin. Before that, it's Kolnish. Taisvah said, no. Before that, you don't have a Kinyan, but you have a strong Shibud, which means it's not an Einei Bershus HaDikei Shibud, it's called a Bershus HaDikei Shibud. No, so a Bershus HaDikei Shibud can be transferred, and the Melech be Mekadosh. But now, so that what Taisus says on our Gemara is very debatable, but Taisus is going to bring proof to this Yisoid from other Gemaras. V'chein tzach lefosh b'pek ha-shaleach. The Gemara says that Hamalva ala Mashkin, if someone lent money ala Mashkin, so this choiv is not Mishabit. There's no din Shemitah. Meforish Osam. Mishim de Konelek, Rabbi Yitzchak, the Gemara says, because Bachoiv Koine Mashkin, so Bachoiv Koine Mashkin, so means he was already Koine the Mashkin. If he was Koine the Mashkin, so Memele, if he was Koine the Mashkin, so the Choiv is Nigva already, so there's not in Shemitah. Frektoisviz, I don't understand. The Rabbi Yitzchak Havi Shaloi Bishas Avosso. The whole Rabbi Yitzchak is speaking about Shaloi Bishas Avo. V'hamal v'ala mashkin mashme Bishas Avosai. Ki the mashme say pekumnim. That is the taich hamal v'ala mashkin. Bishas Avo, the loiva gave him a mashkin. A mashkin. Say bazoi, so what's that? Most also Rabbi Yitzchak, we're talking about a mashkin Bishas Avo. It's ois kishpat my yisoy, the lahochi perushi hosso. Kivin de konile shaloi bishas avosoy legamri. When this mashkin is by him, and when it will come this man peroin, which is shaloi bishas avosoy, so he'll get a kinyan in this, svaruhu, so the shibut that he has now, this is a strong shibut, the yiknu b'shas avosay shelo yishamet the choshev shel ochicha biyadecha. It's called already. I have mishel ochicha biyadecha. I have my brother's possession. It's by me in the hand. I have it already. I don't have a kinyan yet, but I have shibut olim. Is called already shel ochicha biyadecha v'shel v'dashini b'sefri. As ochicha tashmeit yodecha, v'loy shel ochicha biyodecha. Fartik. V'chein yesh leforish pere kosho. And Taisva says, the same thing I can say, the Gemara in pere kosho. V'hidi Yisrael shehilve es oivet keichovim alchemtsoy. A goy, a yid lent a goy money, before Pesach, al chemtzoy. What's that al chemtzoy? That means that the guy gave him chametz for mashkin. Is achara Pesach oivel rameya. So the Gemara says after Pesach, he's oivel. That means the yid is oivel. It's called chametz sheover olav Pesach. Now, Khan Shayla Ben, how did this happen? How did this happen? Why is it called Chomet Shavuot Pesach? Chomet Shavuot Pesach is only my Chomet. So not my Chomet. I lent the Goy Chomet, and I got the Goy money, and he gave me a mashkin of Chomet, but the Chayrat is Chomet. Before the Shosem, we should the Kone like Rabbi Yitzchak. So, Kone like Rabbi Yitzchak does not mean, and that was after Pesach. Even the Konalei Rabbi Yitzchak Shloi B'Shas Avosoi B'Shas Avosoi Konalei Nami Le'inyin De Karinalei Shalochi Ataroi. So the dislotion of Tosis perhaps by us is a little misleading, but Tosis and Pesachim says a little different. Le'inyin Chometz Yesh Lono L'Choy Shvoi Ki ilu hu shaloi lava b'lo yimot. It's not his, I mean it. But b'al yimot say yo'iv, even though it's not yours. I was mekabal rachai, so I'm also a b'al yimot. So that's what Taisa is saying. A shibud olin, that is nimtza b'rishusi, so it's considered ki ilu it shaloi. And so Taisa is saying, just like it's called, it's kilu shaloi l'gabi b'al yimot, Shalachicha biyodech legabi shmita, so keep him a kaddish and isha with this also.